I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, a couple of members of the Knoxville boys basketball team who are going to state, and Caden Smith and Landon Norris, two of the seniors. Caden, let's start with you. I talked to you Monday amidst a celebration. Now, a few days afterwards, come down from it. Still, what do you think about, as you go into the game against Xavier?
I mean, I'm still excited from the game Monday night, and I'm excited we're going to state for the first time in a while, and, I'm just ready to go play there because it's a fun atmosphere, and to be able to do it with these guys is going to be really cool.
Landon, what about you? I didn't get a chance to talk to you because you were busy celebrating. Got a chance to talk to Lincoln, but you have worked so hard for this. You were on that 5-17 team as a freshman, and to see this undefeated going to state, what are your thoughts about Monday and the days afterwards?
Yeah, it's super fun. The high is still there definitely, but we have took it easy the day Tuesday, and then on Wednesday and then yesterday we were practicing pretty hard just trying to get ready for our next game, because we did like make it to the state tournament. That was like a goal, but we also want to try to like go as far as we can.
Yeah, and I talked to a lot of the guys I said, okay, you're there. Is this, okay, let's just win three more games to bring home the big trophy. Is that kind of the goal now, or is it still, okay, one game at a time, let's get through this first one and then see – who are the semifinal is?
Yeah, obviously it'd be cool to win it all, but we're just taking it one game at a time. And then if we beat Xavier, then we focus on either Ballard or MOC. And then if we win that, then we focus on the next team. So just taking it one game at a time.
Caden, this has been, as I said to you, kind of an adventurous year for you. You were on the injured list for a few games. What was that like to sit there on the bench and maybe, watch a little bit while your knee was healing up?
It was definitely scary, Derek, because we had two of our scariest games where we beat them only by 2-1, I think. So, I mean, it hurt watching from the side, but knowing that they could do it without me gave me some hope that, we could make a big run here.
And, question for both of you guys. You found ways to win those games. Against Oskaloosa, it was, I think Kale made just an incredible defensive play, and then you shut down Bondurant in the last possession. Caden, you first. What does that say about this team when you got your backs to the wall and all of a sudden you're celebrating a win?
Yeah, it's cool to see. Like I said, they could do it without me, and have our bench. Like, we have a really good bench that can come off and can do what the starters can do too. So that kind of goes that we can go as many deep as we can.
Yeah, it's super cool to see that. Like, even the, like, 6, 7, 8 guys can still, like, step up. So, yeah, it's cool.
I talked to your brother after the game, and I asked him this. I said, do you out there just, kind of give each other a little look, and you know exactly what each of you is thinking?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think I know when he's going to, like, when he puts his head down, like, I know, like, he's passing or he's shooting it, and I think he knows the same thing for me. So there's chemistry there for sure.
What's that like playing with Lincoln the last couple of seasons? I know you guys are very competitive on and off the court with each other.
Yeah, it's super fun because not everybody gets to go to state, and then not very little get to go to state with their brother and like play with their brother, so it's super cool.
Caden, same thing with you too. Your brother Nolan on the team too. He doesn't get a lot of playing time, but what's that like just being out there with him and having his support on the bench?
Yeah, it's cool to see him like on the bench supporting me with that. And it was really fun on senior night against Sheraton when all four of us got in, his cousins and stuff. And now I can see what Landon feels playing with his brother. That was a lot of fun on senior night.
And let's not forget Kobe Higginbotham, your cousin. I mean, you're out there a lot with him. What's that like kind of being out there, family, and maybe knowing what he thinks a little bit?
Yeah, that's kind of like – he's kind of like a brother to me. That's kind of like playing with Lincoln and Landon. But – yeah, it's just good competition, and it's always fun playing with them. They're all like brothers to me, so.
Let's talk about that closeness of the team a little bit here. Landon, it just seems like when everybody is, when you're doing something out there, the whole bench is up, and everybody is, slapping hands and, patting each other on the back. Or when things aren't going well, it's always, hey, let's next time, next play. Is that kind of what it is?
Yeah, for sure. We spent a lot of time together, like on the court and off the court. Like we went to go eat last night. We're going to go eat again tonight. And so everybody's just pretty close. So like we know to support each other because Jules told us before the season, the only people that can like hurt ourselves are us. So we just try to stick together.
All right, let's talk about your opponent. Cedar Rapids Xavier has a tradition of going to state almost every year. Caden, what do you know about Xavier? I'm not trying to get you to break them down, but what's something that, you know, coach has told you about that, okay, that, watch out for this. This is a pretty important part of their game.
Yeah, they got two good guards that are quick, and I don't know how they don't run out of energy. But and then they got a big guy. He's 6'8". He doesn't really shoot, but he's good down low, and we're going to have to get a body on him. And, yeah, we're just going to have to run.
You had to deal with a pretty tall player against Keokuk. What was that like going up against the Clark kid and, you know, trying to, you know, maneuver around him?
I don't know if he was – he's a big man. I called him a man. So, yeah, he had very strong hands. He's a very strong kid. You can definitely tell the attention that he's getting. It's deserved. But, yeah, we haven't seen that in the South Central Conference. So, I mean, it was cool to go up against that, and we might have to go up against that up there. So,
you know, we talked before we went on about Xavier's played a, you know, plays mainly a 4A schedule, and a lot of people say, okay, South Central Conference, not a good conference. Landon, you did what you had to do. You won every game in the conference. You've won every game so far. So what more do you have to prove other than going up to the well and winning all three games?
Yeah, the strength of schedule has been a super big talk, like even before the year and then during the year and then even now after we've made it, like just everybody's talking about it. I'd say we're just like focusing on ourselves and not listening to the noise, because even though we don't play like the greatest teams in our conference and some of them out, that we're still solid, obviously, so.
I got to ask you. You guys played up there this year against Newton. It was a regular season game. This is going to be a lot more people up there. Different style of floor. Is there really an advantage for you guys, or is it just let's play and see what the best team does?
Yeah, I think playing there once already kind of helps, and then I think with more people there, it'll be a little bit more loud than it was the time before, and so that'll help too. But yeah, even if we have played there once, it's still going to be tough game, so be fine.
Well, quite last question for both of you. The crowd support and the community support has been incredible for you guys. You know, what if you could say, if you had the community right here in front of you, what would you say to them?
Wow. I mean, you guys, the last 2 weeks with basketball, it's been incredible. I mean, I've had people that I've never even seen before come up to me and tell me congratulations or give me a hug or whatever, and just look up when you're on the bench and see that side that you're on, Derek, that's full, just packed of people, and there's people standing against the walls. It's cool to see, because Knoxville hasn't really had that in the past couple of years.
Yeah, we're just, the whole team's super thankful that we have a community like this that'll come out and support us, so we're super lucky and thankful.
All right, Caden Smith, Landon Norris, guys, have fun up there. I know I will. Broadcasting a game, I've had fun all season. You guys have fun out there playing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Caden Smith and Landon Norris on today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS.